Jenny Dearson is Park City's Economic Development Program Manager. She says the decision to cancel the parade came down to worries over people crowded on sidewalks.
You know, as we've continued to, adapt to the COVID, what I'll call the COVID lifestyle, I think really at this point in time, we do not feel it is responsible as a city to be hosting a parade where people would potentially gather for really any amount of time in a stationary form, if that makes sense. So generally people line up on the sidewalks and they might be there for an hour or two, very closely together. And so we're not comfortable at this point in time moving forward in that type of an activity.
The Historic Park City Alliance is surveying Main Street business owners to gauge their interest in making Main Street car-free on the 4th, much like the current car-free Sundays already happening this summer. Dearson says since businesses are already operating with health precautions in place in order to do business on the street during car-free Sundays, extending those to the 4th would be the safest way to hold an event for the holiday. If Main Street is to close to car traffic on the 4th, it would be from early in the morning until 10 p.m. as opposed to the 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. closure on Sundays. Dearson says the decision on whether or not Park City will host a fireworks display this year is still up in the air and will be dependent on monitoring the ongoing health situation and fire safety levels.
The goal for fireworks, too, will be that really they will be for our residents to watch from their neighborhoods and those that are patronizing the street and supporting local business. We are not encouraging people to come up and, you know, watch the fireworks from afar in this sense, but again, feel knowing our community that 4th of July is an important holiday for our community to celebrate.
The city is hoping to make a decision on fireworks by next week. Sean Higgins, KPCW News.